Today is Friday, February 7th, 2025, and my name is Adam. Woohoo! Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is Bubblegum Day. It's also National Periodic Table Day. It's National Wear Red Day. National Send a Card to a Friend Day. And National Fettuccine Alfredo Day. I always thought that Fettuccine Alfredo was an Americanized Italian dish, and then I was watching some YouTube video, or I don't know if it was a YouTube video or a movie, or not a movie, but like a YouTube video or a documentary, or I don't know what it was specifically, but the girl on there said she was Italian and that Fettuccine Alfredo does come there from Italy. That there's a town or a chef that's claimed it as an Italian thing. I don't know. Bottom line, I always thought that was just an American thing, and I have had enough bad Fettuccine Alfredo, I think, that I never order it. But I do love a cream sauce, so I feel like I should try to either make or order Fettuccine Alfredo from a good place or with good ingredients and just see if I like it. Because I always have this opinion of, oh, I don't like that. But it's probably because it was bad, nasty, I don't know, microwave Fettuccine Alfredo. I don't even know like where I've had bad. So there you go. There you go. Knowing is half the battle. Let's look and see if we have any contact. My listeners love to contact me, so I'm sure we probably have something here in the old spreadsheet. I have so many tabs open at the moment. Okay, so Gary in Portland messaged and says, continuing the conversation, COVID started in 2020. So the conversation from yesterday, COVID started in 2020. So our last New Orleans event, which I was talking about in yesterday's episode, was 2019 was the last Pride 48 and 2020 was COVID. So we bought our house in 2020 in, I guess it would have been June 1st or May 30th or something like that. And so we're coming up on five years owning this house. That's crazy. There must be things that you're supposed to do when you get to 5 years of, because this is, we bought this house new. So is there something that you, at 5 years, you know, do you get the roof checked? Do you, you know, what do you do? I'm going to ask ChatGPT. A, I have nothing to talk about, and B, why not? We you know what? We'll talk to good old Chat. I haven't named her, but hey, ChatGPT, I was realizing that my partner Mark and I, we will have owned our house 5 years in May, like at the end of May, and it was a new house when we bought it. Are there any things recommended that you're supposed to do when a house reaches 5 years? Like, I don't know, have the roof checked or anything like that?
Congratulations. For a five-year-old house, it's a good idea to have a few things checked. Having a professional inspect your roof is smart, especially if you've had any severe weather. You might also want to check your HVAC system and plumbing to ensure everything's running smoothly. It's also a great time for a general home maintenance check to catch any minor issues before they become big problems. Anything specific you're considering?
No, I was just wondering.
Totally understandable. It's always good to stay on top of things. If you do decide to get some inspections done, it'll give you peace of mind and help keep everything in top shape. If you need any tips or have other questions, I'm here.
You just have to stop talking to her, because if you say, oh, thank you, I definitely will, then she'll come back and answer again. And like I said before, you will get in a feedback loop. You'll just keep going on and on and on, like that friend that you can't get off the phone. Okay. You too. Yes. Nice to talk to you as well. All right, good. You know, it's like that. So yeah, I guess there's some good things to do at 5 years, but I was pretty much, my common sense pretty much told me the roof. You know, I could have gotten to HVAC and plumbing and other things like that, but I feel like one thing that I need to do, that we need to do, I was just, some podcast I listened to, they were talking about hot water heater, and I hate it when people call things hot water heater, but then I have some friends that every time you say something like, I don't even know. It's like, it's when you need to add an ly to the end of like an adjective or an, what I'm trying to think of an example of this. I can't even think of what adjectives you add an ly to the end of. Anyway, there's a grammatical mistake that I guess I make a lot, and I have friends that like to correct grammatical mistakes. And so when I'll make this particular grammatical error, this friend will correct me. And so I do not enjoy that. I don't remember why I brought that up. I don't even remember why I brought that up. But anyway, how you pronounce things, whatever. So yeah, so maybe I'll get those things, maybe I will get those things fixed or looked at, but I don't know. The HVAC, I knew. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Now I'm back on the horse, I think. We were talking about, I was listening to some podcast and they mentioned hot water heater, and I don't like when people say hot water heater, because it's not heating hot water. It's a water heater. It's technically a cold water heater because it's heating cold water. But anyway, regardless, somebody mentioned they were replacing their water heater with a tankless, which Mark and I have a tankless water heater in our house. And they got into this conversation and they were saying, oh yeah, but you have to get those, you need to get those, there's maintenance that has to be done on those tankless water heaters to flush them out and make sure they don't have a buildup of minerals and all this kind of stuff and whatever. And I had never thought of that. And so I feel like the tankless water heater is something that at 5 years, it might be good for us to schedule. I'm just not good at these admin type things. Maybe that's another thing I'll assign to Mark. He's really good at anything that needs to be kept on top of, that a responsible person would be able to keep on top of. He is great. Paying the bills, making sure that Sydney gets medications when she needs them, making sure Sydney has water in her bowl. One time, I'm sure I've told this story before, but when I was in college, my grandmother gave me a hermit crab because they were really big at that time. All the malls, I don't know if kids remember what malls were, but all malls had those pop-up booths in the middle of the mall where they would sell these hermit crabs and you would buy them in a little terrarium. And so she gave me a hermit crab for Christmas. And so I took it back to college with me and put it on a shelf. And I would always forget to feed this thing. Well, not only that, but this was a very traumatic period of my life where I was about to go to stop being gay. You know, I was having all this guilt and everything. I just went off to college. And so I was having a lot of turmoil. And so my mind wasn't exactly where it needed to be, right? And so I kept forgetting to feed and water this crab. And at some point, I just forgot that I owned, that I had a pet crab. And then one day I was looking at him, I was like, oh my God, Herman. And so I pulled the terrarium down. Not only was he dead, he was completely dried, a dried out carcass in his shell. I had completely forgot that I had a crab. You guys think I'm forgetful now? I was also, how do you forget that you have a pet? So anyway, Mark's good at making sure Sydney has water as well. So maybe, I mean, that's a thing that I need to assign him. Like, hey, honey, hey, boyfy, we need to get someone to maintain the... Although he doesn't like to make decisions like that. So I have to do all the research and pick a company. I don't know. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend, everyone. Bye.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.